This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019 in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel. We're here on the final day of Freedom Fest. You're listening the day after, so you missed the event this year, but you can probably come next year because I suspect this is going to keep going. There's, I would say, approximately 2,000 people that attended this year, and it looked like about maybe 800 at Penn Jillette's speech last night, maybe 700-800. The whole room holds about 1,200, but it wasn't quite full, although it was well attended. It was a great, great speech. And I suspect videos will be available at some point at freedomfest.com, so go there to learn more about the event that we're at here. And what we do is we talk to interesting folks that are here to kind of give you a taste of what it was like, talk to some of the speakers, talk to some of the vendors. And Naveed Sadakali is with us. He's the CEO of End of Petroleum at endofpetroleum.com. Naveed, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
And you were pretty persistent. You came by yesterday, and you wanted to get on. And of course,
well, I had gone on and asked at his. I mean, they talked about. I'd gone to his booth and asked about it. They talked about exploding water, and that's what I want to know about.
Well, you came by and you came back this morning. Cause I said, "Well, come back tomorrow. We're wrapped up for the day." And you came back this morning, and here you are. And I appreciate you taking the time.
I would say persistence. If you're telling the world that there's a way to make water explode, you're going to have to be persistent for a long time. And there's one man that we worked with that has been persistent since 1986. That says he knows something about nature that many other people don't, and that by 1990 he says he's going to make water explode, or he has a reaction that is the most powerful chemical reaction we have in history that exists in nature. You can't make up energy, and so he's been persistent for that long, and so we're behind him.
This is one of those things. We've been on the air for a long time. I mean, we've been doing this show since 2002. We were syndicated in 2004. We've had a national audience since then. And, every now and then we'll get this guy calling in, and he believes that there's some sort of free energy thing, but the government's been suppressing it. The oil companies have been suppressing it. This has been talked about for decades, the idea of running an engine, for instance, off of water. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that this is real? This isn't some kind of conspiracy theory?
So I'm going to try to resolve this for you today. So what I'm telling you is that there is a way to make energy. You might have heard in 1989 there's something called cold fusion. Mm-hmm. Pons and Fleischmann, two chemists from Utah, says that we can make fusion in a test tube. The scientists of that era from MIT and even the government said that's not impossible. They tried to reproduce it, inconsistent results. They held a panel. They voted to stop work on it, and it basically, case closed, it's a fraud.
Hmm.
That's the backstory to this. Meanwhile, in the steps of Pennsylvania courthouse, I believe, there's a man named Randall Mills who says he actually understands what's going on, but no one really paid him attention. I mean, some did, but it was basically so out of band with the thinking of that era that he basically was ignored. There's a book about him you can read called America's Newton. We wrote a book about him called Randall Mills and the Search for Hydrogen Energy, and it basically tells that story in depth about his journey. And this, and people say it's the greatest scientific story ever, like, period. So I'll bring it down to the energy, because that's what you guys are interested in. The energy is basically a chemical reaction. Anytime atomic hydrogen is around a catalyst, and there's many catalysts, it will actually naturally want to fall to a smaller form of hydrogen. And when electrons move, coming back to what is energy,
mm-hmm.
chemical energy, H2 plus O2 is water. The H's and the O's, they don't really go anywhere, right? You still have them.
You break them off and move them around.
What happens is the electrons shift in closer and release potential energy that was in that electron attracted to that. Just like if I took something off a shelf and I pushed it, I catalyzed it down, that energy comes out. And it hits the floor. That's, you know, but it wasn't in the water bottle on the shelf. It wasn't in the earth. It's
right
between those two. Same thing with the electron and the proton. So when we talk about free energy, there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
What it is energy that's unexplained. And that's been going on in history. And I can name Stanley Meyer, the water power car. It's been on 60 Minutes. There's a PAP engine. You can search it on YouTube. There's garage inverters all over. They know they're getting anomalous effects. But that doesn't lead to any innovation because it kind of, if you don't really understand something, you can't do anything with it, right? And so this is more powerful than fire by 100 times.
The reaction.
The reaction. Because combustion is H2 plus O2. That's rocket fuel. If that's one unit energy, this is going to give you 100 units. And I can tell you exact amounts, but...
So what do you do? I mean, I know how a combustion engine works, right? You squirt a little fossil fuel into a cylinder. A piston comes up. There's an explosion. It shoves the piston down.
Right.
How do you get energy out of water? I mean, I'll agree with you that there's certainly chemical bonds there. And, I mean, breaking them up or sticking them together and electrons. Okay, all that sounds like there's some energy in there.
Yeah. So but how are you going to harness it?
Right.
Maybe what you're asking. What you need to do is there's a few ways, and the world's not asleep on this. There's actually companies working on it in multiple places and research labs, one funded by ex people from NASA and Lockheed Martin. So, but practically, how you get out of how brilliant one of the companies is Brilliant Light Power. Okay, that's the company from New Jersey. That's Randall Mills' company. They're going to do it in this way. This energy process occurs in the outside of the sun, and there's a lot of scientific mysteries that get closed in this because we now understand this. The outside of the sun has the corona of the sun. You may not know this. That is 1,000,000 degrees temperatures. The surface temperature of the sun is 6,000. So when you go away from a stove, does it get hotter or colder? It gets so basically
hotter, closer to the stove.
So basically, the outside of the sun is a plasma.
Uh-huh.
That means it's a state of matter where all the ions are free floating, and it's kind of like a chaos, right? So we have liquid, solid, gas, right? Those are the states of matter. Plasma is another state,
right. The fourth one.
And so we don't see that this energy on the Earth because we don't have plasma just free floating.
Right. It's not hot enough.
It's not hot enough, exactly.
Thank goodness.
And things just bind up and they live in these other states. So when they generate a plasma, and that's about 3,000 degrees, you can use a battery to generate the plasma. But once that atomic hydrogen, now remember, it's just one electron, it's not the gas now, meets a catalyst, it'll go boom, and an electron will come in closer and form a new, smaller, stable hydrogen. And that stable hydrogen exists in all of nature already. In fact, all the stars are doing this. They're taking the hydrogen they have, putting them to that smaller form, releasing massive amounts of energy. And in astrophysics, there's an unsolved problem, which is why is the amount of energy coming out of fusion is not enough to explain the energy radiance from the sun. And this guy's saying, guys, that engine is actually making energy. This hydrogen reaction occurs in the sun. And his spectroscopy results match the ones from space. And also, and then we'll compute a huge scientific puzzle. I went to Brown University. Today they're looking for dark matter. They build these mirrors. They're like this mysterious particle. They use mathematics to try and invent new things that maybe explain the phenomena. This guy's saying, guys, most of the mass of the universe, 75% is hydrogen. We know that. And we know there's this stuff that pulls gravity that's dark. This guy's saying something very sensible. When this small hydrogen binds with itself, it forms dihydrogen gas. Extremely inert, extremely bound, and it doesn't want to react with light. And, oh, wait, it's dark. And it's most of the universe mass.
Okay.
So he's saying dark matter is the small hydrogen in a new form. Dihydrogen. And, by the way, he's not just him saying that now. There's many scientists who have.
I feel like my
it.
World's been flipped upside down. Why do I believe this? All right. This is amazing stuff. How do you build an energy to an engine to handle, 3,000 degrees? Is that what we're talking about here?
3,000 Kelvin reactor, right. Yeah.
Kelvin.
Okay. So roughly, let's just call it a little bit more Fahrenheit, whatever. But basically.
It melts through the ground.
No. So actually, there are materials that can contain it.
Okay.
So if you think about fusion, that's the boondoggle because we don't have it.
Right.
And $60 billion has been spent.
They
on
want it really badly.
We want it. and this requires a new understanding, right? Once you understand nature a little better, he understands the electrons, and I'm not even going to get into the theory of why he understands. He believes that the old theory is the new theory. Maxwell's equations, Newton's laws, can displace quantum mechanics. And that's a whole backstory to this. But basically, with this new understanding, he's doing new things. E equals mc squared and Einstein, we got a bomb. That's the only way we get there, right?
Right.
Now he's got a new understanding of electrons. He understands that he can make them fall. It's all basic. It's actually chemistry. It's not anything atomic, nuclear. It's just chemistry. And so now...
Naveed, can you hold that thought and stay with us for another segment here on Free Talk Live? We've got more on the way. Naveed Sadikali is with us from End of Petroleum. Is that something we'll see in our lifetimes? Maybe. You never know. know when these things are going to change drastically. We've got more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 for basically a whole day of bonus episodes here, and we've got Naveed Sadikali with us. I do want to invite you to go to liberty.menu, because if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. You can head over there and get your business listed because it is completely free to do that. So if you want more liberty-minded folks, people that care about freedom, to find out about your business or maybe your digital content that you create. Perhaps you've got an event that you want to promote, get some free publicity for, because it is free to use liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at liberty.menu. And there is actually a bit of a social networking aspect to it, plus, of course, ratings and reviews. And it's liberty.menu. As we continue here from Freedom Fest 2019, Ian and Mark in our remote studios, and we've got the CEO of End of Petroleum at endofpetroleum.com. He's Naveed Sadikali. We were just talking about what you're talking about. To try to encapsulate what you just said,
this should be funny.
Without being a scientist myself, you're talking about basically turning water into energy, this sort of mythical goal that many people have believed in for a long time that you say is now possible. If you want to have an idea of what we're talking about and you missed the last segment, just go download the archive.
I think that's a better idea.
At freetalklive.com. But Mark, you had asked the question about, well, how do you contain this? Because the reaction is incredibly hot. And that was what you were kind of trying to answer before we had to run away to the break there. So please pick up where you left off.
So principally, we can make a reactor, and they have a reactor running. And the U.S. military, DOD, is a licensee. So that's already running. Their challenge is not to... So basically, material science technology that we have, it can handle 3,000 Kelvin.
And how big's this reactor?
So... this is where people start to go, wow, because the energy density of this reaction is 100 times fossil fuels. You can make it really small.
Okay.
Which is what Mills wants.
Yeah. Can I put it in a car?
You want to put it in a car.
Okay.
And he's already talked about that, and people want to know those, see links of Mills talking about that. He's been very transparent, very public. World basically just, it's like anything else. If someone tells you the world's going to change, you're a crackpot till you do it.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah? So yes. That's...
Yep, you're a crackpot until it works, right?
I can't fly. Humans can't fly.
Yeah. Well, that's actually used that. 1895, Lord Kelvin.
Yeah.
We talked about Kelvin.
Right.
He said, heavier than air flight is impossible. And 1905, sustainable flight from the Wright brothers.
Right. Exactly. It wasn't even that long after he said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Now we have the size handled. We have energy from water, and I presume you could do this with a lot of different sort of basic element isn't the right term, basic compounds, and get energy out of them because chemical.
But people want to do it with water because there's so much of it.
There's so much of it, right?
Well, what he's saying is that this is something that just exists in nature with the hydrogen, single hydrogen atom. So he's not saying that everything. I mean, technically everything has this chemistry electrons, but pushing this one down is part of the engine of nature. That's what he said. So this is easy to tap into, and he's doing it. And by the way, this is not a new story. The Department of Energy, this goes back, I'm weaving it back and forth. The many independent labs are Brookhaven, MIT Lincoln Lab, Chalk River in Canada, Moscow, knew this was real and reproduced it in the cold fusion era, but you know what happened? And there's a movie about this called Too Close to the Sun from the BBC in 1994. They said they were afraid of losing their administrators, the heads of the labs, are saying they're afraid of losing funding for working on unpopular science because of cold fusion fiasco.
Right.
So the case got closed. So this little company, Mill, says, if it wasn't for our company fighting for this, this would have been gone and it may have never been discovered for another 200 years.
Hmm.
That's what he says.
It's fascinating. How cheap is it to go at this? How cheap do we see it at some point in the future to, sort of break up water and turn it into energy?
So the price point that this company, and there's other companies, by the way, they're going to sell energy to us at, their rate right now, they think it's going to be 5 cents or less a kilowatt hour. The U.S. average is 12.
Mm-hmm.
So the fuel stock you could call free. Well, water is free.
Right? Yeah.
But the innovation... Right? They deserve to be rewarded for the investors in this spent $120 million, but all private. No government funding. They had to do it on the backs of people believing in Mills and his capabilities and his team. And so that's venture, right?
Sure.
So they deserve to be rewarded for that. So they're going to try and sell energy for 5 cents a kilowatt hour. And heat is another obvious thing. A lot of the markets for energy are just to make heat. Hot water is used in every manufacturing. So they're also partnered, by the way, with a TMI Climate Solutions, which is a Berkshire Hathaway owned company, to build an industrial heater. So we're talking about building product right now and engineering. We're not talking about science research anymore.
So how much water does it use to get this kilowatt hour?
So basically, you know, the equivalency that I like to use is, and it's really rough, one gallon of water is equivalent to 100 gallons of gasoline.
Wow. Yeah, can you imagine the we live in New Hampshire, so you know we get heating oil up there, right? I mean, just imagining a water truck pulling up to your
that's a good question.
Need that.
Can I just go to the ocean, get myself some salt water, and make this happen, or does it have to be distilled?
I get that question a lot.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome. Everyone's like, are we going to run out of water, and does it have to be distilled? Those are two popular questions. I guess I should have a prepared answer. I don't actually know, but you're putting it into a plasma that's really hot. So if you put other elements in, they may just like kind of deposit, and you're going to foul up your reactor. So
that's
I suspect that
salt would come out of it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like
so you get like all the salt, and then you have to clean it. What they need to do, remember, there's engineering. There's like you can understand something. But, you know, going from the Wright Brothers 1905 to Boeing,
yeah, sure.
That's not the same thing, right? We knew how to make memory chips and smartphones probably 30 years ago. But it takes a lot of
fit.
Innovation, material science, engineering. Many, many things are going on to make a product, and that's what's going on right now. But the other question was, you need distilled water, and are we going to run out of water? We will not run out of water. There's a lot of water.
It just changes forms. Yeah.
It's floating around the solar system.
What does Endopetroleum do in regards to all of this that we're talking about?
Well, you know, my story is that 3.5 years ago, I, in my younger career, helped to disrupt the film industry, so I've been involved in design and helping engineers build kind of breakthrough products. So when I discovered the science, I went to Brown and I wanted to do physics, and I dropped out of physics and did computer science, which is a good move in the 90s because then that made a career for me. But I was always interested in physics.
Mm-hmm.
When I discovered someone has published a 2,000 roughly page treatise on physics, 100 journal articles, but he's a fraud, I was like, I've never seen that in history.
Mm.
Right? Like, there's crackpots, but not crackpots who put out volumes of material publishing them, and they're still crackpots.
Right.
This is a unique story in history. So I didn't take it at face value. I researched it, became friends with someone named Brett Holverstadt, who worked in the lab in 2006, went to Reed College, then he wanted to do an internship. His supervisor said, this can't be right. You'll know better when you grow up.
Try to wrap this up in 30 seconds.
So basically, I got involved with it because I was passionate about it, and I realized this is world-changing, and I want to push the ideas forward. I want to help. We also do help investors do well with this, and basically it's a new era in energy and in technology, clean water, agriculture. It's going to affect everything, right?
Super exciting.
So that's what we're doing.
Super exciting. Navid Sadikale, the CEO of Endopetroleum, his website, endopetroleum.com. Probably the smartest interview we've had yet. Thanks, man. Really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up from Freedom Fest 2019.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
We'll USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler from New York said that former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report presents very substantial evidence that President Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Speaking with Fox News Sunday ahead of Mueller's anticipated congressional testimony on Wednesday, Nadler added that we have to let Mueller present the facts to the American people and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable. No administration can be above the law. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff from California said he wants Mueller to bring his report to life during the testimony, explaining it to Americans who have not yet read it. And the British Open, the final major of the year, was won by Shane Lowry at 15 under. Tommy Fleetwood finished second at 9 under. Tony Finau at 7 under. And tied for fourth, Westwood and Koepka at 6 under. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019. And on day number four is where we're actually at, even though we're doing a whole fifth show from this event. We're at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. And, you know, one of the things we haven't really done a whole lot of, I tried to insert a comment here or there. We've just been so wall-to-wall with guests. We really haven't even talked a whole lot about
the
being
event
here,
yeah,
and doing the event. And so now Ernest Hancock is joining Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. And who
in
better?
My opinion, the greatest broadcaster in America.
Greatest.
He sure as hell is dedicated,
you,
man.
Mark.
Up at 6 a.m. every single day, Ernie is
certainly dedication.
At
listen
it
to his show. How do people do that? Declare your independence, Michael?
Declare your independence. I go to freedomsphoenix.com, and you'll the top right of the page, and you'll see all the stuff and connection to, and you can do all the live streaming stuff. There's stuff. And on the LRN.fm, of course, for a morning show. Well, it's not really a morning show.
9 to noon,
that's a morning
right?
Show.
9 to noon Eastern.
That's a morning
six,
show.
Well, it's 6 to 9 for me. That's a freaking morning show. I guarantee
it. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And
and Ian has to get up a lot of times. Come like, hey, man, you know, there's a button needs to be pushed, a thing. We can't connect it to something. They go, wake up, Ian! Wake up, Ian!
Well, this weekend I did wake up at 5:50 because I knew there was a good chance you weren't going to be able to do the show from the hotel.
Because they had the room locked and I couldn't get in.
Yeah,
and
I knew that was going
to
happen.
I was setting it up, ready to do it in my room.
Yeah.
I'm getting all, and you call and you go, hey, how are you? I go, oh, do a rerun, please.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because I was going to have to call everybody to come up to the room and everything. So
yeah, it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. But, you know, this is my first time time here at Freedom Fest. And, of course, you can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event. You guys, I presume, I know Mark's been here a few times. Ernie, how many of these have you been to?
This is my third one, I think.
Three in a row?
No. Okay. No, I came early on, like during probably 08, during the Ron Paul thing.
So these have been going on a while, then. These have been going for more than a decade, huh?
Yeah, Mark Skousen was, I remember in August of 2001, Doug Casey has a thing called the Era Society that had gone for like 30 years, since the 80s or something. And we went to that in Aspen, Colorado, Mark Victor and I, partner on the Freedom Summit that we do every year. And Mark was in charge of that particular year. It's called the Golden Apple. It was the Era Society, Goddess of Chaos. Mm-hmm. And the Golden Apple, there was a party the gods were having. And, we don't want to invite Era. She's like a pain in the butt. So she took this apple, gold, and said, to the fairest, and threw it in the party, and they all argued over who it was for, kind of thing.
That'll create chaos.
So you get the golden apple, then you're kind of in charge of running it the following year. Well, Mark did it that year, and it kind of had this flavor. It's a Republican, God, country, America, Constitution kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to some other stuff, and then I think Doug and the guys, the old libertarians, kind of were supportive of him starting this. So that started in, it had to be as early as 06 or something like that, 05, 06. And it just kind of grew from that. And how a lot of the speakers, you just request. Hey, I want to come present. Absolutely, we'll take your $1,000 and do whatever, So there's not very many people that are requested here or invited or paid for or get it done. If you're here to participate, a lot of times you got to pay, a full boat plus.
Interesting.
All you have to do is look at the rooms with the chandeliers and all that stuff that's going on here, the $14 glasses of wine. I mean, it's an expensive proposition to put this baby on.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, this could be, easily lots and lots and lots of money. I went last night. We were at that karaoke party, which freaking Mark and Ian belted it out. Mark did a good job. Ian, oh, my God. I was like, put him up again.
Sing.
It's the later guys that come out that, I'm going to show them what's up.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like a competing thing. But
there
were
some great singers. There really were some killer singers.
We got ours for good, thanks. We had the gold bills. Yeah, what was that
Utah
we got?
Utah Goldback. You were just saying we got ours to the Utah Goldback guy.
Yeah, he was checking to make sure we got them.
We did get them.
But what are
they're
they?
Beautiful.
I mean, they have this one printing company that can actually print.
Valerum, I think.
Yeah, they print gold foil into bills that you can make. There's
beautiful.
One thing they had. They really are striking.
Yeah.
But one of them, they had kind of like a paper wallet, like a crypto wallet, and you open it and peel it, destroys it, and again, I'm like, why? I'm not even really sure. And then when you do it, you can't really quite make it out. I'm not using that for a paper wallet. Just give me the gold in it, we're done, So I'm hip to that. They were trying to combine the tech.
So let's talk more about the event, though. I got to say, I it kind of grew on me. I wasn't expecting, there's going to be conservatives. I think I was expecting to go, it's going to be a bunch of conservatives. But there's actually a fair amount of libertarians here from what I can tell. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know what the breakdown is of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists to, conservative types. It would be interesting to
take
a poll.
In the Trump era, it's gotten way more Trumpy.
Really?
Compared to before. It's kind of sold as a libertarian thing.
Well, I mean, Trump,
it is.
Trump excites
that means
people.
The conservatives are at a libertarian event, which means they have to behave themselves a bit more.
Maybe so, and that's true. I did notice that in the the marketing, when you look at the guidebook, it does say something about this is like the premier libertarian. They use the word libertarian.
Yep.
I don't have it in front of me right now, but something about premier libertarian.
Yeah, but
event.
For a libertarian to come here and say this represents libertarian, they're going, rah.
No. Yeah, I know. It's got a lot. It's got a heavy conservative feel to it, but I think that's a good thing. It's not necessarily a bad thing to mix in people of differing viewpoints and not just have the libertarians talking to themselves the entire
right.
time. I mean, certainly libertarians disagree on, minutia and, maybe an issue here or there or how far we should
Were you there for the immigration debate?
We had one of our own. You were there for that when Mark and I were doing.
No, that starts. you start the word, well, abortion and immigration will say, boom, and then everybody comes in.
Right,
and
then they're like, whoa, you would disagree with me on this really minute issue that has
guys
no bearing
really
in my
well.
Life?
I just sat back and watched that show. That was good.
Yeah, well, we had our own little free. It was like our own little private Free Talk Live show that we did. We actually got. I've got video. I haven't reviewed the footage yet, but it should be fine.
Yep.
Where it was like 8 o'clock at night on I think Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. Most people in the hotel are got off and partying, gambling, or doing whatever it is they do in Vegas. And so we had like maybe eight or so people in the room, and you and Tim Pichot were there, Ernie, and basically a lot of questions for us just as kind of libertarian talk show hosts.
More people started coming, and they're hanging at the door.
Yeah, it's about a dozen over the whole time.
Yeah, it started.
But then it turned into a debate about immigration toward the end, and it was fine. We had fun, but I had to just put a stop to it after, we'd been in there for an hour and a half.
It gets unfair to everybody who's in the room because each of them wants to have their say. They want to be right. They want to finish it up, and that includes us.
Yeah.
And at some point or another, you just got to say, all right, well, I didn't expect us all to come to agreement on this, so it's time to go.
Call in is what I said.
The bar's over there. The Doug Casey, Wayne Allyn Root, Candace Owen, and the guy from India, I can't remember his name, was there, and as Doug and the India guy were arguing for open borders, and then of course Candace and Wayne Allyn Root got shut it down. And
Wayne Allyn Root, the libertarian.
Wayne Allyn Root agrees with my proposition that people should be able to cross the border freely so long as they aren't able to avail themselves.
I think
themselves.
What your position is going, what Mark is doing, he's saying, look, yeah, you can come here, you can work, you can do whatever, but you don't get the vote, and you don't get any entitlements, and you don't get any welfare, and you don't get, and people will go, okay, I can live with that. Probably every immigrant on the planet would, be awesome.
Right.
Think that'd be awesome. But the Democrats won't. The left is like, no, we got to do it. Well, what happened, before we run out of time, what happened is they go, all right, we'll just kind of get an idea. How many are for build the wall? I mean, it's freaking build the wall. Two-thirds of the audience were build the wall.
That's ridiculous.
A third were like, Then at the end, all right, who changed their mind? Two people out of the hundreds that were in there changed to go, maybe a little bit more restriction, or they just wanted to say they did. Uh-huh. So you didn't change anybody's mind on anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're pretty knowledgeable here.
The funny thing about building the wall is nobody makes any propositions for protecting the wall. Like, a wall, you wouldn't
we're
just
we're going to have this immigration discussion today. Or
they'll make that proposition after a piece that gets destroyed.
After you spend $100 billion building a wall, because the government can't do it cheaply, then you've got to spend $100 billion every year manning the wall.
That's right.
I don't need this boondoggle, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I mean,
that'll be the next proposal. Ernie, we're out of time, man, but we can have you back on again. That's no problem, as always. We always have you on. We love Ernie Hancock. Go to Freedom's Phoenix. And sign up for their daily dispatch. And don't forget, you can listen to Ernie's show 5 days a week on LRN.FM. We got more coming up here from Freedom Fest 2019.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 on what is, when we're recording this, the final day of the event. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio. After Mark has now lost his phone somehow.
We'll see.
We'll see if it pops back up. It's not the kind of crowd that you would expect a phone to get jacked off, you know, from somebody. I mean, there's like high dollar equipment that's just kind of being left around here.
It does seem like an odd thing to take.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't had any, nobody's reported any issues about that sort of thing. Seems like a pretty good group here. As we continue, by the way, I want to say thank you to Bogart, who is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier, somebody who's supporting Free Talk Live with $10 a month. Bogart is an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that means you want to help us, say, get on more radio stations so we can talk about the ideas of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency to more radio listeners around the United States. We've got over 200 stations today, but we could have more. We could have 300 or 400. You know, it's possible, but we do need money to make that happen, to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And this is a way for you to show that you appreciate what we do and you want to get behind our efforts. Bogart has done that for $10 a month, but we only ask for $5 over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks for doing that. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got Aaron Hamlin from the Center for Election Science. We met you, was it at last night? Was it at the karaoke or was it before karaoke?
I think it was before.
Just before karaoke, and which, by the way, was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
The karaoke was pretty great. So, Aaron, I said, oh, I recognize election science. You guys have come to New Hampshire and you've testified on some of the alternative voting system bills. And that's... These things are so important.
I don't even know if I like the term alternative.
Well, they shouldn't be
alternative. What I prefer is a term like better right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the idea...
Improved.
Right. The idea of a Democratic vote for a politician is probably about as old as Athens. At least that's as far back as we can go. And you'd think with, I don't know, modern mathematics, modern communications, modern understanding of human behavior, maybe we could come up with something slightly better than first past the post. Aaron, what are some of these ideas?
Yeah, fortunately, there are better voting methods.
There are a lot better ideas.
Oh, yeah. The voting method that we tend to advocate is a method called approval voting. Mm-hmm. So normally when you go to vote, you're forced in this terrible voting method where you choose only one candidate. And that's a real mess. So instead of choosing just one candidate, under approval voting, you can pick as many as you want. You're not ranking or doing anything complicated. You just pick as many as you want. Most votes wins. And this approach has a lot of advantages. It addresses vote splitting. You can always support your honest favorite no matter what. And it tends to elect a more consensus-style candidate.
As third-party, you know, people, I've been involved with the Libertarian Party, for instance, for a long time. One of the most frustrating things is the wasted vote syndrome, which is where an individual will express that they might support your candidate. Like, oh, I like what your Libertarian guy is saying. I would vote for him, but I really don't want that Republican or Democrat to get in. So they'll vote for either the Republican or Democrat, the one that, you know, they like the most of the two. And they call that wasted vote syndrome because, well, they fear that this other bad guy is going to get in, so they have to vote for somebody who they don't like as much because they don't think the Libertarian really has a chance to win. Approval voting, as well as some of the other methods. There's some other methods out there as well. What's some of the other? Ranked choice? Is that another one?
Ranked choice voting is another one, yes.
Right. So approval voting, I like the best as well because it's the simplest. Ranked choice is where you like, oh, I like this one number one. This one's number two. This one's my third favorite. This one's my fourth favorite. And then you kind of have to like make all these decisions about which one you like better than the other. You don't always know when it comes to these lying politicians. But with approval voting, the idea is you're just basically checking off the ones that you'd be all right with if they won. So, you know, maybe you'd be all right if the Democrat and the Libertarian won, or maybe you'd be all right if the Republican and the Libertarian won. You could check two of them, or check all three if you want. There's no limit on this, or if you just really like one, you can check one. So you don't have to really worry about figuring out which one's your favorite or ranking and writing numbers down. This is the most simple method possible, and from what I understand, it also doesn't really require much of a change as far as how the voting systems work, right? Like, it's the easiest change to implement.
That's right, yeah. And, in fact, one of the cities that we're looking at next, which is St. Louis, Missouri, one of the big factors that they had was the fiscal cost for changing machines or their other voting methods, such as ranked choice voting. It would have cost them several million dollars.
Yeah.
Whereas with approval voting, you don't need special voting machines. It works on even the dumbest of voting machines. You can run it with paper ballots. They're really, you don't have the same kind of barriers with approval voting that you do with other voting methods, just from a practical sense.
See, right, with approval voting, you have the same thing, the same setup that same ballot you currently have. Instead of make one choice, you have as many options as you'd like within that. So let's say that there's four candidates, one from the Republicans, one from the Democrats, one from the Libertarians, one from the Greens, right? You can pick among those candidates which ones, you know, would be acceptable to you to be in the office, and which ones are not acceptable. You just leave unbubbled, I guess is the term. So you mark the ones you like, you don't mark the ones you won't. Instead of just picking one, you know, pick one candidate, you can pick more than one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it makes a huge difference being able to support your honest favorite candidate under approval voting,
right?
Which you can always do. So, for example, in 2016, we ran a nationally representative poll and asked people to say how they would vote under different voting methods, including approval voting when you can pick more than one candidate. Under approval voting, Gary Johnson got roughly 21% approval, versus under our current choose one voting method, in the election, he got 3%, which is far less.
Now, where was that happening? How did you get those numbers?
So we outsourced the polling itself to a polling company called GFK. They do international polling. And we polled people who were registered to vote in the U.S. and got a nationally representative sample.
Very cool. Now, what is the big objection? Because obviously there hasn't been a big run from state governments to get on board with this. In New Hampshire, when these proposals have come up, they usually don't even make it out of committee, or they'll come out with a blow this thing away kind of recommendation. They don't want it. What are the objections that people have?
One of the largest ones has been that this has been something that hasn't been used in U.S. governmental elections. And so the way that we've been able to rectify that is to show proof of concept. And we started in the city of Fargo, North Dakota, which we successfully ran a ballot initiative with local community members there, mm-hmm. and it passed last year by 63.5%.
Wow. So when you can actually get to the people and explain this to the people, they understand it, and they say, yeah, let's do this, whereas the politicians are like, yeah, no, we don't want those third parties to have any kind of
That's
additional
right.
Turns
benefit.
Out the Republicans and the Democrats really don't like giving up their little duopoly.
Yeah, that's right. And so to get around that, we don't even ask them. We do ballot initiatives. We ask the people that matter.
Right. Yeah. Which, of course, we can't do in New Hampshire. So we've got to get it through these old people. Now, in Maine, there are ballot initiatives, and I believe that it wasn't approval voting. Wasn't it ranked choice that passed in Maine recently?
That's right. Yeah.
A couple of years ago? Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to be implemented this year? Do you happen to follow that closely?
Yeah, they were having some issues with the implementation overall, but I think mm-hmm. they're going to be doing that soon. For
so by 2020 for sure, probably, right? Or is it
yeah,
only state?
And I believe it's some state and some local elections mm-hmm. there, and they've been able to do some already as well. So this is something that's already going into play in terms of using ranked choice voting in Maine, which sometimes I'm critical about ranked choice voting, but it's also important to note that ranked choice voting is a step up from the way that we're currently doing elections. So when we have elections where there's, say, a third-party or independent candidate that doesn't have a lot of support, ranked choice voting does a good job in transferring that support to a major party mm-hmm. so that you don't have the spoiler effect.
So what are your critiques of ranked choice voting? I mean, it seems like, to me, a better system, just more expensive to implement.
Answer this in 20 seconds, please.
ranked choice voting can still have vote splitting among first choice preferences so that that candidate in the middle can get squeezed out. And also, because you can't choose your honest favorite every time, and because of the way that ranked choice voting tabulates information, you don't really get that same kind of reflection of support for third parties and independents as we would like to see. So when these candidates are running, we want to see that accurate reflection of support so we see how good their ideas are. But you don't quite get that same picture as you do under approval voting, which is really, really clear.
He's Aaron Hamlin from the Center for Election Science. You can go to electionscience.org and learn more about what they're up to. Maybe find out if they're active with some sort of ballot measure in your state, possibly help out. Hit the streets, do some petitioning, and try to change the ballot for the better. This can happen if enough people get involved, and that means better choices. They're still probably going to be mostly crappy because they're politicians, but at least you'll be able to feel better about being able to vote for the ones that you most support. Check them out over at electionscience.org. And that wraps up another day of broadcasting here from Freedom Fest 2019. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.